Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for a noon kick.
Let's go, man. Come on. Let's have some fun, man.
This is Danny and Dusty on Football Friday.
You gotta see it. You gotta see it.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Hey,
welcome in. Happy Football Friday! Not just a Football Friday, a Football Friday the 13th.
Oh, it is, huh?
These are always special days when you get a Football Friday the 13th. Mm.
There's going to be some wild stuff going down tonight.
Yeah, there is.
You usually got to pay extra for that.
Okay.
Danny, are we going back to the Pornhub again? I realized, too, halfway through my update as I read it.
35 seconds.
Yeah. In my update as I read it, Arizona at Kansas State, I'm like, oh, Wildcats, 7-point dog. Guess what? Both Wildcats.
They
so
are.
Yes, Arizona are the underdogs.
Both there you go. Wildcats.
Yeah. I mean,
but
you weren't wrong.
You weren't wrong.
No.
Also, 7-point favorites.
Yeah. So there we go.
Somebody else was wearing their Cats helmet, and it's ripping off the Arizona Cats script logo.
No, Texas State was wearing them last night.
That's what it was.
And Texas State unveiled theirs before. Before Arizona did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I'm the a-hole.
Yep. Yep.
For different reasons, but still, yeah, sure. Yeah, still applies.
But Arizona gets all, like, it doesn't matter that Texas State ripped off Arizona, or Arizona ripped off Texas State, because everybody knows Arizona more than Texas State. And Arizona's looks
better. It looks better.
It looks better. The colors look better. Like, but it was a good look by Texas State.
No, it was.
Yeah.
I knew I had it in my head. I was like, what the hell did I see last night?
Yeah. Texas State, the Bobcats. Not even the same kind of cats.
Which is weird, right?
Yeah. Maybe the Bengals should just roll cats on the
cats.
Side of their hat.
Meow.
You know, and we'll go from there.
Texas State should go to Montana State.
Montana State also has cats on the side of their helmets.
See?
When they don't have the actual Bobcat head. They have script cats is a good look, and I'm pro ripping off good looks. You're all right.
They just ripped off Broadway.
Dylan Raiola.
Yeah. They ripped off Broadway. Cats.
Yeah.
Look, I think we need to relax on Dylan Raiola. He's a true freshman, right? So he's what, 19?
18.
No,
18? Whatever,
kid.
Yeah. He's a kid. He's a baby, man.
I don't care. It's a little weird.
It is a little weird, but he's a kid. Let him look up to somebody and emulate somebody. It's all good.
No, I'm on board with Patrick Mahomes just being totally cool with it.
Yeah, until he goes Buffalo Bill on us or something.
Yeah, how many steps are we from it?
Well, we're at least a couple at this point.
Yeah, he's
still young.
He turned 19 in May, so he is a little BB.
Yeah, little guy. Yeah.
Little guy.
He can't even buy a beer yet.
Little
guy. Little guy. But it is Friday the 13th, and there is college football tonight, and that game is going to get weird.
No way.
That Arizona-Kansas State game has all the markings of a weird game.
Well, I feel like were it in the desert, it would definitely get weird.
Yeah, but Manhattan, Kansas, not that different. Not that different. The Big 12 is going to get Pac-12 label very soon. I mean, we are one short step. They are going to be the Pac-12. It'll be Big 12 after dark.
Big 12 after dark, yeah. Because they're going to get weird.
That is going to be the conference that just has the weirdest of weird late-night games that everybody tunes into and says, this is getting drunk. And I blame the Arizona schools.
Yeah, and they are responsible for a lot of weirdness.
Mm-hmm. And Utah at night.
Ask, what, Dennis Dixon?
Utah at night is... Well, not even Dennis Dixon, like after the Dennis Dixon year, what was that? You remember the overtime game in Arizona where Oregon was playing there and the fans rushed the field and they were like, no, sit your butts back. And they couldn't get them back into the stands.
That's right. Because
so
yeah,
they were just
so
like lining
over the wall.
They were lining the field like it was like 1950. And it was like, see, we're going to have this football game here.
Yeah, just minus 1,500 fedoras and neckties.
Just weird games happen down in the desert. And weird games are going to happen in Manhattan. And look, did you have in your update the Kansas game?
No. I just was looking at another top 25 game this evening.
Kansas on upset alert tonight. They were a top 25 team until they lost to Illinois.
Well, suck it, Kansas.
But they have undefeated UNLV in the Runnin' Rebels.
Dun, 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 dun.
Rolling into Lawns.
Perhaps future Pac-12 member, or UNLV?
They're playing this at Mercy Park. Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City.
Is that the soccer stadium?
No, it's actually just a park. A kid's park. They got a playground at the 50-yard line, right in the middle of it.
Hey,
you
gotta
play
make sure
it.
We have, get out of here soon before the lights turn off.
It says right here, Children's Mercy Park. So I'm assuming there's a slide in the end zone, merry-go-round at the 50.
Couple swings.
Yeah, splash pad. Splash pad on the 25.
Splash pad.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm there.
No, that is where Sporting KC?
It's a soccer. It's actually,
that sounds right.
It is. It is a soccer-specific stadium,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, football games on soccer fields are usually really good.
Yeah, but this is America, so we grow our soccer fields like we grow a football field.
Well, I find it funny now that all these soccer-specific stadiums that said we want to have a soccer-only stadium are now hosting football games.
Ooh, and concerts.
Let me remind you of money.
Money.
Right?
They
like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about getting weird. How about having 87 points rung up on you?
Oh, you're talking South Alabama?
Yeah. That was...
Yeah, versus Northwestern State.
Yeah, I was watching the scoreboard go ding, 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 ding on the ticker last night. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, Northwestern State, which I don't know what their mascot is, but it's like an NW that's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
It's a devil.
That's what it is. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're the demons.
They're the demons. The Northwestern State demons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're exercising some demons this morning. They got beat 87 to what?
10.
10. It is so hard to score that many points. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Somebody's trying to tackle
you. Well, yeah, no. They you saw what happened, right? They well, cut 6 minutes off the game.
Oh, really?
The beating was so bad, the coaches agreed to shorten the fourth quarter by 6 minutes.
They went mercy rule?
Yep, and it resulted in only 54 minutes of play.
Throw in the damn towel!
That's brutal, dude.
Guess what?
Hmm.
Because they did not play 55 minutes...
Didn't hit the over?
...voided the bets.
Ooh.
All bets on this game were voided because it did not meet the threshold of 55 minutes.
So I am going...
Vegas sitting there sweating like Robert what's-his-name in the cockpit and airplane.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to get ahead of this. If you are betting on South Alabama, Northwestern State...
Means you did your research.
No.
That means you got problems.
Your bets need to be voided and you need to call that 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah.
All right?
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. If you got
juice on South Alabama... Northwestern State, let's pump the brakes on a Thursday night, folks. All right?
I definitely did not have anybody go across the border for me.
You did. I know you didn't do that.
I didn't.
No.
Not for this one.
Because that...
Did they get you a chalupa, too?
They're like, overhit first quarter. I mean, what...
It was immediate.
What are we doing here? So all bets were voided.
Through DK, yeah.
I don't like that. I mean, why? Every single over had already hit.
Yeah.
What were you waiting for?
I don't
800 yards passing. You bet. You're like, you know what? I think South Alabama's going to throw for 800 yards today. What could you, what bet? Show me the bet that was still on the hook for that game at that time. It's 87-10. And this goes back to my, look, if you had a prop bet on the backup quarterback throwing for $170, sorry, don't think you should be making that bet anyway. Somebody should have stopped you anyhow. Goodness gracious almighty. We're sporting hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
sporting hard.
Are we?
It's a football Friday the 13th. And it's only really sports adjacent.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, depending on which book you went to, there's a couple. BetMGM voided all full game wagers on Northwestern State.
Boo. Some guys like, dude, you guys ruined my comeback, bro. We had it. We had it right where we wanted them, dude.
DraftKings graded overs and unders as winners and losers, respectively, but settled the bets in the same manner.
What was the line on this game?
36.5.
Okay. They're like, dude, we're down 77, but we felt really good about where we were at.
No.
We felt like we could pull it into within 63.
Dude, that Jock Jams 50-point touchdown was about to happen in the last 5 minutes. Which Jock Jams, we need to
revive it.
Bring Jock Jams back. It was great because it was like the celebrity all-star game, but it had more flair. You know, it had more flair when you had like the 30-point hoop come down and it was like 20 feet up in the air. That was great. And then it was followed up by, what was the claymation fighting? What was that?
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch. You would have Jock Jams followed by Celebrity Deathmatch.
Which still voiced with Mills Lane. Rest in peace?
All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mills Lane.
Pretty sure.
I think this is going to be one safe. Where you're like, Mills Lane died how long ago?
I think that's pretty safe. I'm going to go 25 years.
Oh. No.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
Uh-oh.
2 years ago.
Darn. Wow. That was the first time I almost had to hit the dumb button on myself.
Actually, not even 2 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
He just always looked really old.
Yeah. December 6th, 2022, at the ripe old age of 85 years old.
Yeah, Mills Lane had the Wilford Brimley syndrome.
Yeah, no, he was 30 and he looked 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the cast of Cheers. You know, like when Cheers was made?
Yeah, wasn't
Cliff Clavin was like 36 years old.
And Woody was in his 20s.
Norm was 34.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Norm was 34 during
Cheers.
Looked
like he was like 50.
Yeah.
Why did George people look so old?
Yeah.
Smoking.
And Coach, I think Coach was only like 50-something. I think he was like 56 years old during Cheers. It's like... They all seemed
Nicholas Pantuso.
Ancient. Yeah, what was her name? Kirstie
Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, she was. Young
she died as here in Oregon.
She was young as hell in that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was before she went all crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess I assume maybe she was crazy then too. But
God blessed. Yeah. So during the first season of Cheers, okay, all right, you had.
Yeah, she was 36.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Coach.
Cheers started in what, like 81?
So, season one, Coach was 58 years old. George Went, Norm.
32, 33?
Was 34.
Sweet fancy.
Cliff Clavin, I don't know his name. What's his actual name?
John Ratzenberger.
John Ratzenberger, yeah. 35.
Ye of also Pixar fame.
Ted Danson, a.k.a. Sam Malone, was 35.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
How old was Woody?
He wasn't in the first season.
Oh, he wasn't. Right. Yeah, he came along after Coach died.
Yeah, yeah. Golly, I mean, I would have thought Coach was like 70,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was 24 years old when he joined the show.
Yeah,
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, golly,
crazy to think about.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you got guys like Bobby Cox, who's 83 years old now. I could have swore he was 83 30 years ago.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
But he hasn't aged. He looks the same.
Yeah. The other one is he is dead now from Men in Black. Rip Torn. Rip Torn looked old as balls.
Yeah.
From the moment I saw him and then he was the same age until he died.
Yeah.
Him and Cox to me are like the same person.
Golly.
Like those two I always think of like as like 65 years old. Connery. Connery, looked old as hell, even when he was like James Bond, looked like he was 40.
It's not the sound your mother made last night.
He died at what, like what, 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went a long time.
Well, picture what? His first Bond movie was, 1962? No, like 61, 62 was, I believe.
I was gonna say 69.
Dr. No was the first one, I believe. Yeah, I want to say like 62.
Rhea Perlman.
Danny DeVito's wife.
62.
And Shelley Long. In that show, Carla, the grizzled waitress, Rhea Perlman.
Carla Tortelli.
She was supposed to be like, you know, a longtime waitress, grizzled vet in the game.
Yeah, and mom of a bunch of kids.
Yep. Shelley Long was supposed to be the young, you know, Diane Chambers, who was...
the intellectual.
Who was but young and naive. In real life, Rhea Perlman is 1 year older than Shelley Long.
Well, she hit some city miles.
1 year difference.
Also, we're going to have this with Stranger Things coming
up. That's crazy.
The new season.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have like 30-year-olds playing high schoolers.
Oh, yeah.
90210. We've been there.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember any of the...
Why has it taken so long for them to make this?
Yeah, strikes and such.
The strikes screwed up everything.
Yes. Yeah, screw those guys for wanting to get paid.
Hey, look, I'm looking out for me here. Okay?
I want my entertainment.
Can we move the drill a little bit? Speed this thing up, though?
Yeah, but that's why all of the shows took forever. And also why there's, like, if you've been watching TV for, like, the past, like, 9 months, why there's, like, a lot of, like, filler in your shows because they just didn't advance plots.
Oh. Yeah.
Watched any real bangers lately where you're like, oh, that's a great episode of TV?
Mm-mm. Trying to think.
Here's another good one from the old Vancouver Ford text line. Keith Richards has looked about 122 years old for 50 years now.
Yeah. Hand up. I was talking about Rock and Jock, not Jock Jams.
Yeah, I knew where you're going.
Yeah, that sounded wrong for a second.
Jock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jock Jams, that was the CD of like all the anthems.
Pump the jam, pump it up. Yeah, that was great. I had Jock Jams 1 and 2. I gave up after that. Oh, yeah. You know that they have like now that's what I call music.
79.
I think it's way past that. I think it's way past that. Now that's what I call music is redonkulous.
Oh God, 9117?
Yeah. That's what we're at, 117?
I'm double checking right now. I just saw 117.
Sheesh.
This one on this.
Yes, we are on 117. Now that's what I call music turns 40.
Sorry, this one cracks me up on the Vancouver Ford text line too. Craig Oden was 76 when we drafted him. He's 39 now.
He's Benjamin Button.
Hands up. I don't disagree with that.
No.
Science needs to investigate this.
No, he definitely he had the I look 50 thing at 18. In the face, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's see here. We got a gambling degen up on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. During COVID, we were betting on New Zealand and Chinese pro hoops. Go Auckland. See, okay. I think that is more reasonable than Northwestern State versus South Alabama.
Yeah.
On a Thursday night where you have... Thursday night football, you have, I don't know, even go Arizona State, Texas State. That's okay. But Northwestern State.
You only
State,
hit three football games on, so maybe you're just putting together a little parlay.
Hold on. That's two directions and a state with no actual state named in it.
What state are they in?
That Louisiana?
Ooh, yeah. Yep, you're right. Yeah. You
Louisiana?
Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Which is funny because Louisiana, not in the North or the West.
Yeah, and certainly nowhere near the Northwest or Northwest of anything.
No.
Are they in the Northwest of Louisiana? Please tell me they're not.
It must be, I'm guessing, because otherwise, what are we doing
they're
here?
They're like, we're in the Northwest of that boot down there.
I have
Let's
to look
see
now.
Here. Here's the map.
Zoom I hope out, it's like Northwest out. Of a city.
Yeah, I guess they're technically kind of Northwest. Yeah, basically.
Oh, we're zooming out. We're going to get a...
All right.
Oh, God, they are, like, on the plane.
We're basically... All right, good. I mean...
So they
I guess technically...
Yeah, it's really not even...
They're a little past the halfway point.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
They could have honestly gone with Central State University.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Oh, yeah, because that doesn't sound like a completely made-up school either.
I'm just, Northwestern State, you could have gone Western State.
Shreveport. Shreveport is in the northwest of the state.
Correct.
Where that's where Louisiana Tech is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, this is like halfway between the middle of the state and Shreveport. So, right. Like.
Yeah, I'm calling Bullshark.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I don't. They don't get to claim northwest of anything.
I'm calling shenanigans.
They're northwest of Lafayette.
Okay.
I mean, they're northwest of a bunch of water.
Yeah, they're like on a floodplain. Good Lord.
Isn't that whole state?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Pretty much. All right. So don't bet on Northwestern State is the moral of the story here.
Correct.
My goodness, people. DraftKings. Saving people from themselves.
Oh, look at that. It's on the Red River. The same one that separates Oklahoma and Texas.
Are they going to stake claim to the Red River rivalry now?
Probably.
Well, why don't we call it Red River State University then?
Right?
That would sound a hell of a lot cooler.
I'll say Red River State Demons?
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
That's pretty badass. I'm not going
to lie. Somebody dropped Blood River? The ball there.
Yeah.
I think you score more than 10 points that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got 10 points just by your name.
Then you really are the Crimson Tide?
Yeah. And then you piss off Alabama
people.
Yeah.
See?
Which is another bonus.
Right? And you're Louisiana and you get to mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. Nah. Yeah. Come on, Louisiana. Be better.
I don't know. I kind of like.
Also, I don't know.
I like the mystique of being Northwestern State and everybody's like what state?
That at?
Where?
Well, Red River could be
and
multiple
you're not
states.
Northwest of anything?
Also, isn't
what
it kind
of northwest
weird?
Of?
Like I said,
the Gulf of Mexico?
Water. Yes.
Yeah. Now I think about it, maybe you don't want to be the Crimson Tide. It's like Tulane being the wave, like
the green wave.
Green wave.
Yeah,
the
I know. Green wave, but yeah. I'm saying like,
and what exactly is the green wave? Is that like a bunch of algae?
Your relationship with water down there is not a healthy one.
No, it wipes you out a lot.
You know what I mean? So like maybe not.
No. They'd green like, wave has a cool logo.
It is a great logo. But it's like it's also like being like if you're like the Tokyo or the Hiroshima A-bombs. It's like maybe don't. Maybe don't do that.
Well, that was like when, this is
like
I remember
the
this.
With the isotopes?
Yeah, it's like, come on.
I remember when the Oklahoma City Thunder were being named and they moved from Seattle to OKC. Mm-hmm. They did like the recommendation thing and one of them was the Bombers because
Stop
of the
it.
Airplanes,
yeah.
Right? And I mean, it didn't get to become a finalist, but because of.
Because of obvious reasons?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Thanks, like, Tim McVeigh.
This is why we don't let people have say
God,
in names of
bless
teams.
America.
Because you're going to get this. You're going to have Bodie McBoatface in your Navy. Or that was Coast Guard, right?
Coast Guard, yeah.
Coast Guard's going to have Bodie McBoatface out there because people are going to be like, yeah, internet's going to win this one over. And that's why when the, remember the
what
Portland.
Was, what was the South Carolina, they were renamed the Bird? Oh, God. Sir Spur to...
Yeah, Sir Spur to... I think it was... I don't know. It was something cock because of the game cocks,
yes.
Right? But, yeah, and they were like, no, we can't have that one win. But that's like, when I was producing Primetime, we rigged the vote for the Platypuses for Portland's arena football team.
Mm.
And I think they ended up being the Thunder as well, the Portland Thunder. Mm. Wasn't that what they were?
Yeah.
Were they Steel Thunder?
They were the Portland Thunder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we tried to rig the vote, and I'm pretty sure the listeners of 1080 The Fan
pumped it up,
did enough to make the Platypuses win, but that should have been the name.
Yeah. Oh,
but
speaking of names,
they were like, no, we're not going to
Utah hockey, NHL team.
Oh, yeah?
They unveiled their new jerseys. They're good. They're good. Do you see them?
They're just going by hockey club this year,
Utah,
though, right?
Utah HC?
That's so dumb.
It's a good-looking jersey, though.
That's great.
Great colorways.
If you got enough time to come up with a damn jersey and colorway, come up with a name?
It just says Utah, but it's clean.
Ugh.
Not gonna lie.
Mm. I'm out on hockey club, though.
Yeah.
Make them the Yetis. Don't hide behind this.
I think that
just be the Utah Yeti and we're good.
Yeah. Because you could just go like full Abominable Snowman.
Yeah. I don't think it should be the Yetis with an S.
Right.
Singular.
It's
that the Yeti is the plural.
Yeah. But
like fish.
I think it also
you
know,
the whole
fits.
Crowd go.
Something like that.
That's not Chewbacca.
No, I was going Yeti.
Chewbacca's not a Yeti.
No, I went. That's why. It was a different sound.
You can make up whatever noise you want for a Yeti. That was a different sound. You just vanilla iced me with no. His is
all right.
Dun,
stop.
Dun, 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 and mine is dun, 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 dun. You see the difference there? Yeah. No, I didn't rip that off. It's called sampling. No, because Utah has the Jazz, which doesn't end in an S. There's very few teams in major professional sports that don't end with an S. Jazz, mm-hmm. Wild, Magic, Heat, Thunder. It's a very small few. So just have that be your thing, Utah. Holy crap, we're way over.
Yes, this has gotten away right. from us.
Yeah, it did. It really did. I think it was...
is this a new record?
Moderately worth it.
No, it's not, but we're close. Mm.
Let's get to Buffalo put on a damn show, but that's being overshadowed by reality check. That the NFL needed. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Dolphins tell us Tua Tagovailoa will not return to this game. He has been ruled out with a concussion. They were able to determine that just 6 minutes after he left the field and went into the locker room.
Kaylee Hartung on the call for Amazon Prime on Thursday Night Football as the Buffalo Bills dismantled the Miami Dolphins. But that's not the biggest topic of conversation coming out of this game. It was the concussion to Tua Tagovailoa. In the second half of that game, he dropped his shoulder, went right into the midsection of DeMar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills, and immediately hit his back, and his hands went up into the fencing position that we've unfortunately come accustomed to hearing, especially with Tua suffering his fourth documented concussion, third in the NFL in the last two seasons.
It's unfortunate, and it's very clear at this point in time he needs to be done. Like, it's just... the NFL should probably step in. They won't, but they should probably step in. I hope Mike McDaniel steps in and it does something that is not good for his own career and tells Tua to retire.
We know that Tua contemplated retirement after the 2022 season when he had two concussions, and it scared everybody.
Very debilitating.
Here is, like, one of the things that with Tua in the concussions that he's had, two of them have been on national stages where all eyes are on that game, and that amplifies the conversation around it and the worry around Tua himself. Because when concussions happen in sports, usually the flood of other games that happen on a Sunday or on a Saturday during college football, all it kind of gets lost in the shuffle and people talk about it, but it's not on center stage like it is in two of these instances with Tua, where it has been so much in the forefront of everybody that's watching. It's on a standalone game by itself, and you go, my goodness, the worry for that man is immense, because when you all see it, it's one of those things like we hear about the news reports, right? But it doesn't get the reaction until you have a video that goes along.
Well, that's
with
the
it.
Thing is like there's
and
different
you see
types
it yourself.
Of well, there's different types of concussions. Like there's like you ever had any?
A what?
You've had a concussion, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. Like I've had a concussion. Like
I thought you asked me if I'd had a knee.
No.
And I was like, huh?
Had any? I'm sorry.
Yes, I have.
Did you lock up, curl up? Like that?
Not that I know of.
I didn't.
No.
I had one playing football for sure where I blacked out for a split second and I just popped back up, but you wouldn't know it unless I told you.
Yeah.
And it was after the game that I was like, my face feels funny, you know, kind of, I'm an idiot kid. And I had another one in the Air Force when I hit my head really hard, my helmet. It, don't get me wrong, probably saved me from cracking my skull open like a melon, but I also didn't do the C's up.
Yeah.
Tua's had two where he went out and locked up bad. And we saw that. It's one thing, Antonio Brown getting his head torn off. Like when we saw that, it was like, you know, everybody makes the joke. That's when AB went crazy. But it's like when you see somebody get hit and that action happens, they go stiff as a board, the fist goes up, they lock up or they seize. That's when it's like, oh, crap. And Tua's had multiple of those.
And I think this is where you get the severity of concussions. With the more that you get, they get more and more severe.
Mm-hmm.
The recovery time takes longer and longer with each concussion and when they add up. And we know now we're starting to get, as research goes further and further down the line, we are learning what those actually do to you, because we haven't been researching them for very long,
mm-hmm.
but we are to the point where we're starting to learn what these massive blows. And look, for the game, it's just not for some people, but there is one aspect of the game of football at a high level in the National Football League and in high-level college football as well, that it's really hard to communicate one aspect of this. We'll get to that after us with SportsCenter. The hardest part in all of these conversations that everybody wants to be quick to tell Tua that he needs to hang it up is that it takes a certain level of crazy to play in the National Football League.
For sure.
I roll my eyes. You know, we all go back to, remember the Kellen Winslow Miami soldier thing in his locker where you're like, come on, dude, you're not a soldier. But there is an element of that warrior mentality mm-hmm. where you have got to be wired differently
yep.
when you go and you play football at a high level. And I think that is probably the hardest thing to pull out of somebody, whether it's when they're playing in the game and it's drawing that line between on the field and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also one of those issues that for guys that step away from the game, especially somebody who's in what should be their physical prime, like Tua,
yes,
to be told, no, it's done. You're done. And it's not anything that you did, but you're done. And then you take on top of that, the lasting memory of Tua's final game will be three picks and
on his back, unconscious,
going back and hitting the fencing position. Like, that's not how anybody wants to end it. But the reality is, for Tua, it probably does need to be the end of it. And I thought Mike McDaniel in a really tough spot last night. You saw how much he cares for him.
Yeah.
Like, dude gave him a kiss on the head, and there's people like, well, kiss him what? No, he loves Tua, he loves his guys. And I found it interesting. Mike McDaniel in his post game didn't call him his player. He called him his teammate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of that relationship that Mike McDaniel has with his guys. He was put in an incredibly difficult situation. And I thought he handled it well once you take out the, you can see how hard it was with the, and he was just kind of trying to articulate where he's at with Tua.
Yeah, I think that's, from a medical standpoint, that's I don't approach things that I'm far inferior of expertise. I'm just there to support my teammate, like I said. And you know, I think you know, there's for me to go ahead and forecast things that I don't know in my non-field of expertise, I don't think that's appropriate. I think we'll find out some more information tomorrow in terms of where Tua's at. He'll you know, be able to spend a good amount of time being evaluated, and then we'll have conversations and progress as appropriate. But you know, I'm like the rest of his teammates who he went around the locker room and connected with, you know, trying to keep, as a leader, he was trying to keep the guys' heads up, and he'll be in the office tomorrow to have the appropriate care.
It is impossible for a guy who is as close to Tua as Mike McDaniel is in that moment where you're digesting not just his injury, but a game, to sit there and be like, yeah, he should hang it up. Because on the outside looking in, that's what everybody feels about Tua. And he has to have those tough conversations with Tua about his future. Mike McDaniel's no dummy.
Yeah.
Dude went to Yale.
Yeah.
Right? And I think what he's trying to process is, how is he going to articulate to Tua that this is probably the course of action? You don't play football again. You can be around football in some capacity, but as a player,
you're done.
It shouldn't be. No. It shouldn't be the way you play.
I think he almost articulated it as he was coming off the field when McDaniel kind of grabbed him by the side of the head and gave him that kiss on the side of his head.
Like
to me, that was the statement right there. Yeah. Like, look, dude, I love you, but
this is it.
Yeah, no. We got to, just for your own safety, we got to, this is it.
And the thing about this isn't an injury of your body betraying you. Like, well, take it to the NBA, Robert Williams having his knees. Like, I talked to him about it, and the mental stuff of like coming back from that, and him now still trying to fight back from that. Like, that's something you can, like, Yusuf Nurkic when he broke his leg. Like, there's a hurdle that comes with coming back with from that injury. Your brain is different. Like, it's, everything else still works. There's nothing about him that doesn't work, other than the fact that one more hit might be the end of something. Irreparable damage.
Yeah.
And it's not like, look, irreparable damage to your knees, your hips, I've got it. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It sucks, but, you know, my brain band's fine. Like, Junior Seau took a shotgun to his chest, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, like, what we look at, though, too, is the way, just take a look at the guy who he hit, unfortunately, in this, Damar Hamlin, right? Dude's heart stopped on the field.
It was legally dead on the field.
And what was it 2 days later? It was, I will be back.
Yeah.
And that's how these guys are all wired.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to take people, not Twitter warriors or sports radio hosts or any talking head on a TV, to get that through to him. I thought Raiders coach Antonio Pierce hit the nail on the head earlier today.
I'll be honest, I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
That is a man who is a head coach in the National Football League. He was a player in the National Football League for 9 seasons. And
that was in charge of delivering hits like Tua took.
This is the message that needs to be kind of portrayed to Tua, is that people even within the game are saying, this isn't for you anymore.
It's too many. It's too, and it, again,
And I think the NFL needs to help along with these conversations, because also there is an element too of your connection to your team,
mm-hmm.
the connection to the guys in your locker room and the people, your coaches, the organization, especially an organization that gives you $200 million, that we always talk about how athletes just get paid and then they mail
They're
it
gone,
in, right?
Yeah.
A majority of them are not like that. A majority of them are, I need to honor what I was given, a massive contract.
Mm-hmm.
I need to honor to my teammates what I was given, which is a massive chunk of our salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
And I will continue to push to be available for that. Right now, Tua walks away. The Miami Dolphins are still on the hook for every cent that he's owed,
mm-hmm.
guaranteed-wise at least.
Yeah.
Right? And that is where I think the NFL steps in and they say, we need to
medical
have
retirement provision.
Well, yeah, sure. I heard Colin Cowherd made a great point earlier today in saying they should do something like what the NBA did with the amnesty clause.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And well, and the hardest part is that it shouldn't get to the point where the NFL has to step in. He should have enough people around him in his personal circle, his family and representation and whatnot to be able to say, look, dude, you know, we know that you love football and we know that you want to play, but this is about more than football.
Well, and we knew though that he does have those people around him. His brother was waiting for him outside the locker room before. We know that his family is very close to him. Hell, they moved from Hawaii to Tuscaloosa, Alabama when he went to Bama. So we know that he has a close family around him, and we already know he contemplated retirement 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think we saw the last snap of Tua Tagovailoa in the NFL, and it is unfortunate, it is sad, but it is the right thing.
If it gets to a certain level, I think the NFL should step in and deem him medically unfit to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take it out of his hands. Well, if he's not going to go that far.
Well, like, the thing is, though, is there something, is there, unfortunately, to look at it this way, is there something like legally in the collectively bargained agreement that allows the league to do that?
Yep.
I would imagine there is, from a liability standpoint, because that's what they had to do with DeMar Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the NFLPA would be for this,
yeah,
because of the fact that they can say more guys get paid. If you don't think that that's what they're thinking in this, you're crazy, because that's what the player
that's
union
their
will
job.
Do.
Because, yeah, it always comes down to money.
But this would come down to, would the 32 owners around the NFL be okay with still paying to his guaranteed money that they promised him?
I would bet, since that contract was signed after the last concussion, that there's probably hefty insurance.
Yeah.
In the same way that Brandon Roy's deal was covered by insurance, which was voided when he came back to play for Minnesota Timberwolves. That's a different story. But insurance in career, I will say standard contracts in professional sports, in NBA, NFL, MLB, do have medical insurance retirement clauses into them. NFL, I'm not obviously nearly as familiar with, but I would imagine that there's insurance carries a pretty hefty freight on that.
Well, and let's face it, with Brandon Roy, a knee injury is far different than what
Tua
is dealing with here.
It covers you head to toe. That's
no,
the whole
exactly.
point.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's the 1-800 number auto insurance backup, you know. But in all seriousness, like, Tua should be done. The league should facilitate this. The Dolphins will pay him his guaranteed money, and I hope he goes with God, man, because it's that last night was, it's insane to see it once.
Yeah.
Twice is crazy. Three times to one dude that we know of.
And the second
in
I
the
saw
last
that,
2 years.
The second I saw that hit last night, I was like, he needs to.
And one in college as well.
Yeah.
Call it
all right.
A day.
Well, let's get to, we still need to talk about.
The game.
The game, the Buffalo Bills. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Miami has a Buffalo problem. All right, we will get to that. Top of the hour, we'll have some Ducks beef, some Civil War action that we're going to talk about. But let's lighten the mood. Got a little fun with audio next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, we got fun with audio edition. Right now, the L.A. Chargers are 1-0 behind their crazy head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Mm.
Good win over the Raiders, 22-10, week one. Now 5-point favorites as they head to Carolina. Don't understand that line, but here we are.
Yeah, that's moved to full point since like I did my picks yesterday morning.
That's okay. I'm totally okay with it. I'll take the six. I'll take the six. But Jim Harbaugh is not stopping his routine of being a quote machine.
Mm.
And I feel like I could be friends with Jim Harbaugh because I now know what Jim Harbaugh looks for in a friend.
I love guys who like football. And guys who like football, they like me back. And I like them back. And even guys that don't like football, I mean, they try to avoid me because I'm always trying to get them to like football more.
Hmm? I think Jim Harbaugh and I just became best friends.
There you go.
Do you like football? Yep. Do you like football? Yep. I think we just became best friends. Having a conversation, this is why I could never understand why Jim Harbaugh lasted at Stanford as long as he did. And he was not there very long. Is because outside of Jim Harbaugh, I'm not sure anybody at Stanford liked football.
Yeah.
I mean, you think the university president, like he walked in, ever talked to Jim Harbaugh? And Harbaugh's like, yeah, you and me, cut from the same cloth. I like you. You like me? No.
I love guys who like football.
Yeah. Guys who like football like Jim Harbaugh.
Guys who like football, they like me back.
Think of his stops, University of San Diego and Stanford.
Not football powerhouses.
One of these things is not like the other.
Nope. Don't think that. No wonder he went to the Niners and was like, I got to be around football people.
Mm.
And that's why apparently
Michigan.
He hated Trent Baalke because he didn't love football as much as Jim Harbaugh did.
I love guys who like football.
And then he goes to Michigan where they love Jim Harbaugh and they love football.
See? Go where you're loved.
Yeah, that's right.
And where the things you love are loved too.
He is one of my favorite characters. He'd be very hard to be around, but he is one of my favorite characters in all of sports.
I could probably tolerate him for about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot, those 45 seconds would be a lot of fun, but yeah, I think after a while I'd be like, okay, I'm good.
I think I'd have a good time with old Jim.
It would be a lot because what Harbaugh's process goes to, do you like football?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're in. Now let's compete. At everything we do.
I mean,
like you're sitting next to him on an airplane. It's all right. Who's going to be able to read this emergency card faster? Me or you? That's the way his brain works.
I'm fighting over the armrest. I'm establishing dominance.
Yeah. I think he'd be too much for you.
Nah, I think I'd be too much for him.
Boy, that's a take. That's a take. That's a take. I think he would start talking about basketball and he'd be like, you're dead to me.
Mm.
I can't handle this. He loves football and he loves going to baseball games.
And milk.
And milk. A lot of milk.
A lot of milk.
Not that candy ass 2%.
All right. Let's get to the Civil War coming up.
Mm.
It is tomorrow, 12:30, right here on The Fan. And the Ducks and the Beavs, it's not just bragging rights anymore here in the state of Oregon. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.